A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I can tell she's been outside. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 57-year-old man that's fresh off a second divorce. I used to be captain, save a you-know-what. The first and second marriages were to women that didn't know how to manage their money, but I went and trusted them to manage mine. I ended up broke after each marriage, and now I'm finally starting to get my savings back up. This new lady that I'm dating is good with money, and she has raised two sons on her own and put them both through college. She cooks really good, and when I go over to her house, she caters to me. The only problem with her is that I can tell she's been outside. Outside, like she's got a lot of male friends, and she's on a first-name basis with bartenders and waiters in her area. I was shocked that she would take me to the places that had a lot of men that know her, but she seemed to be very proud of her status in her community. When she had a barbecue for Labor Day, mostly men came, and even a few guys that ride bikes in our city, and they are known for being swingers and liking to have many lovers. It made me question her, and she said that I was being silly to ask her about her friends because she's never questioned me about mine. I felt bad about it, but last night we had sex for the first time and it was very, very good. She talked to me like we were in a porn video and she jumped up afterwards and got dressed. I was pleased, but then shocked at how she acted. I want to have a talk with her about her past, but I'm afraid to make her think I'm accusing her of being too loose or whatever. How do I know that she hasn't been outside too much? Please advise. Wow. Well, I mean, this depends on what you want in this relationship. Are you looking for another wife? Are you looking for a good time with a woman who you say in the letter caters to you? She's good with money. She's very, very good in bed. She raised her two sons by herself. And you know, She seems to be a good person. If these are the questions that you have for her, you got to ask her, because basically, you know, if you think that she has too many male friends and all that, most men don't like that when their female friends have male friends, because they think the male friends just want to sleep with them. It's okay to have a good standing in the community, like you say she has, but what's not okay is this swingers thing you write about. Is she a swinger? These are some of the questions you need to ask. Has she been a swinger? Is she into that kind of lifestyle? Has she slept with any of these so-called male friends? I'm sure that's what you want to know. And if the answer is yes to any of these questions, if she tells the truth, then what? You're going to leave her, right? So there's your answer for that. If it's no, if she hasn't slept with them, if she really is honestly friends with all these guys and she hasn't had sex and she's not a swinger, then the question is, can you believe her and accept her as who she is? I mean, those are basically the questions and the answers you're looking for. So ask her so you can find out the truth. Steve?
I don't even understand what the letter for. I do not even understand why you wrote us, bro. I can tell she's been outside. Okay? Well, if you can tell, what you want me to untell you? All right. I'm a 57-year-old man, fresh off a second divorce. I used to be Captain Saver, you know what. First two times you got married, they ain't know how to manage their money, but you trusted them to manage yours. Ended up broke after each marriage, and now I'm finally starting to get my savings back up. This new lady that I'm dating is good with money. She raised two sons of her own, put them both through college. She cooked really good, and when I go over the house, she catered to me. Okay. Only problem is, I can tell she been outside. Okay, cool. Now, the top of the letter, the question is, I could tell she's been outside. Okay. Well, if you notice, okay, all right, tell you what. Tell us why you think she's been outside. She got a lot of male friends, and she on a first name basis with bartenders and waiters in her area. And I was shocked that she would take me to the places that had a lot of men that know her. Well, bro, stop being surprised. She's taking you to what she do. She's introducing you to her world. This her world. I come down here all the time. I know she old too, because ain't no women in their 50s taking, you know, where at bars and know all the bartender names and all this here and got a lot of male friends. And she seemed to be very proud of her status in the community. Yeah, I know that's right. Now, listen to this. She had a barbecue for Labor Day, and mostly men came and a few guys that ride bikes in our city, and they are known for being swingers and liking to have many lovers. Okay, bro, what are we talking about here? She threw a barbecue at her house for Labor Day. Mostly men came. Okay, where the rest of the women? And these dudes that ride these bikes together in y'all city, they are known to have many lovers. You don't think she one of them? You don't think nobody rode the bike by her house? How that's all she know, though? I mean, bro, come on, man. Okay.
Hang on, Steve, okay? We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's strawberry letter is, I can tell she's been outside. We'll get back into it right after this.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I can tell she's been outside.
This man been divorced twice. He's 57. He trusted women with money that weren't good at marriage. He ended up broke each time. Now he done got himself back on his feet. He got his savings. Now he dating a new girl. But he can tell she's been outside. She done took him to all her hangouts in the community. Bartenders, waiters, she know all their names and they all know her, and she proud of her status in the community. She knew a lot of men too. She threw a barbecue for Labor Day and mostly men came. Well, I'll be doing. Where was the women at? Now the dudes that came, they ride bikes together and they're known as swingers. Let me ask you something, dog. I'm just a little curious. If you a swinger, where was the other girls at? If you swinging that hard, but it was mostly men at the barbecue, that didn't seem strange to you? That it wasn't no women at the barbecue? So how hard is they swinging? How hard is they swinging? And who is doing the swinging? Because if it's all men at the barbecue, they were just swinging around the barbecue. Hey, man, what's happening? Hey, what's going on with you? I don't know what's up, Chuck. Nah, what's up, Willie? What's going on? I see you.
Chuck Willie.
Okay. I'm confused. And so, and the guys are known as being swingers and like having many lovers. It made me question her, and she said that I was being silly to ask her about her friends because she never questioned me about mine. Uh-oh. Deflection. I would never ask you about yours, so please quit asking me about mine because I have stories. If she all that fine, she good with money, and she that good in bed, why she single? Why she available? Why? Anyway, I feel bad about it, but last night we had sex for the first time. It was very, very good. She talked to me like we was in a porn video, and she jumped up afterwards and got dressed. I was pleased, but then shocked at how she acted. I want to have a talk with her about her past. Boy. But I'm afraid to make her think I'm accusing her of being too loose or whatever. She is loose. Boy, what you mean you finna accuse her of being loose? You don't see loose behavior? By herself, you ain't said nothing about her being married. Put two sons through college by herself. Now, I'm not saying she can't make a lot of money. But you ain't mentioned her man in the past She raised these two sons by herself, sent them to college, and she got all these male friends. I ain't saying she had help, but I'm kind of saying she had help. And I don't want to have a talk with her, and I want to talk to her about her past. Look, man, her past seems to be pretty current. So you ain't got to ask about no past. They all over at the house at the barbecue. Anyway, how do I know she hasn't been outside too much? Please advise. Bro, you cannot be this stupid. She real good in bed. She talked to you like y'all was in a porn video. Now, Shirley said it right. You just have to decide what you want with this woman. Are you looking for a third wife? Are you looking for a good time? Because if you're looking for a good time, go buy yourself a bite and get on down there to the bar. Tavern. Meet her little swinging friend dudes and see how hard they swinging. You may find out a whole lot more. But you need to get to know her. She already been. Ain't no need asking her about her past. Ain't no need of going in that. And if she listens to this show, she already know the maximum she gonna tell you about is three men. That's all. So, bruh, I can't help you. You know she been outside. She talk like she been outside. See, you don't get to be real good at something without doing something a whole lot of times. See, like, I'll give you an example. Ain't no need of asking me about my past. Ain't no need of asking me.
Why? Why?
Because I was good at what I did. So ain't no need of asking me. Have you ever been with some other? Have you ever been with some other women? Huh? See, cause the guy answer, my answer can't be three. I can't say three. So what you want me to tell you, Steve? How many women you been with? Oh.
Okay, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook.
Talk about in Detroit or D.C.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!